have served in several ministries during the 20 plus years in which I've been a member of St. Edward's, including three or four, I can't quite remember, vestry terms, serving as both a junior and senior warden. I led Adult Forum for many years, and I was on the initial Spiritual Life ministry, and I'm so glad that that's now been revived again as a ministry in this church. Presently, and for the past 10 plus years, I've been serving as the Christian Formation Director. Each ministry experience has had a significant impact on me and been transformational in my spiritual growth and faith development. Through serving on ministries, I've learned so much about the Episcopal Church, the diocese, the work and the business of St. Edward's, both as a physical structure and as a house of God. Serving in ministry is not always easy. I've discovered that. It can be very challenging and actually uncomfortable at times. But the teaching of the Episcopal Church that God is incarnational, always present to help guide us through, that's been just something that has led me through my ministries. I encourage everyone to serve in a ministry. The challenges will help you grow, and the service in ministry will be transformational in your life, I guarantee. God's blessing and provision is abundant and amazing. The journey of this church has had its ups and downs. In the 1990s, we struggled to pay the monthly utilities and mortgage. We struggled to maintain and build membership. I remember my husband coming home from a vestry meeting and saying they passed a plate at vestry to collect any money anyone was willing to give to pay the electric bill. I have seen the growth of St. Edward's in so many ways through these years. Increased services, building, vital ministries, growing membership. To be in St. Edward's today is to truly witness the blessing and provision of God through the generations.
The reflection you have just heard is part of the stewardship ministry of St. Edward's. I hope you will join us as we celebrate our history, live into our present, and look forward to our future.